This is a CKTZ News Update. Opening a small business anywhere is never easy. Never mind on a rural BC island with only 1,000 year-round residents. That hasn't daunted Farhad Zahir, who moved to Cortez Island a couple of years ago with a dream: grow mushrooms for local consumption and ship them to Vancouver Island and mainland Vancouver.
I was very passionate about mushrooms. Like, my first time trying to grow them was a success and made me feel very great about doing it. And I just, ever since my first mushroom got pinned out, I kept on growing and trying new techniques and different methods. Just been a journey since then.
The self-taught citizen scientist became fascinated with mushrooms during his last couple of years of high school in North Vancouver. So what drew Zahir to Cortez Island?
I had some friends here who I knew over the years, and they invited me over for a few times over the last 4 years, and I kept visiting, and I really love this place. It's so beautiful and peaceful, and seems to be a great place for fungi and mushrooms to grow and beautiful forest. So I was really getting tired of the city, or even being near the city. I really was desiring to get away. So I just got away from the city and moved here about 2 years ago.
With a move to Cortez Island a couple of years ago, intent on pursuing his interest in creating a mushroom cultivation business, Zahir says there are two components covering specific elements. He names them live spore and fung isle.
Live spore is the more hands-on applied scientific company that I intend to later on expand on once I have more capital to invest into it. But for now, it's just the incorporation that I have everything under. Fungile is more a distribution channel, which is like turning products into value-added products, like my final harvest of mushrooms. I do sell my mushrooms fresh at the market and grocery stores and to restaurants, but I'm realizing being on a faraway island, the transportation of fresh mushrooms becomes a challenge, and distribution of it as well, because they go bad very quickly and they're very delicate. So I had to figure out ways around it as well. Like, to some extent it is possible, but in order for me to expand my production, like, I like to grow a lot of mushrooms, and there seems to be not enough demand for the scale that I'm operating on. So I realized that I have to turn my mushrooms into other products, such as like simple things like tinctures are some products that are more basic, but specifically I'm focused on products like mushroom jerkies, smoked and jerking the mushrooms that are, so they're dehydrated and preserved and lightweight, so and easily packaged and preserved for a long time. That'd be very easy to ship off of the island and distribute Canada-wide. That's like the main product that I'm focused on at the moment, and I will be having other stuff under the same brand, like sauces and other things that have medicinal mushrooms in them. Like, lion's mane is the main mushroom that I'm focused on because it has so many health benefits and seems to be in demand the most.
Through his own research and experiments, Zahir has developed techniques for cultivating sought-after mushrooms, recognized for their health benefits.
I've learned to be able to clone and cultivate mushrooms with bare minimum, like just like a little pressure canner and a little plastic tote that I can turn into a glove box is like more than enough for me to isolate a clone from a wild mushrooms. And like, for example, I have a clone of a maitake mushroom that was grown in East Vancouver under an oak tree, which is unheard of in BC. Like, over the last 10 years, hasn't been really recorded that that mushroom grows here. But that was a found. Somebody found that and brought it into an exhibition at Vancouver Mycological Society, and I was there, so I asked them to, if it's possible for me to take a clone, and I cloned it. And it's been with me for about 4 years. It was very difficult to, like, I never had any success growing it into brooding stage, but I kept trying. And finally, once I got to Cortez last year, I got my first harvest of it. And it's just the most amazing mushroom. It really helps with blood sugar balance, just very good for immune system. It's a highly prized mushroom in Japan and very important for them. That was one of them, but I have like a long list of different cultures, like wood ear mushroom, which is a blood tonic. It helps with thinning the blood and helps prevent blood clotting and purification of the blood. It's used in traditional Chinese medicine for a very long time. It's another one that I'm focused on at the moment, other than lion's mane, which is amazing for nervous system, memory, cognitive function. And it also tastes very good, like tastes like lobsters and seafood, and could be made into many different foods that are delicious.
Though recent ongoing mainstream scientific research indicates potential benefits from using psychoactive or psychedelic mushrooms to treat conditions such as PTSD, addiction, and depression, Zaire focuses on promoting the consumption of fungi for overall health.
I'm not very familiar, to be honest, with treatments and medical treatments using mushrooms. I just, as like a mushroom cultivator, and I've also studied holistic nutrition. So like for me, food is medicine, and I think eating healthy and incorporating a diverse variety of different mushrooms or anything really in our diet can help being healthy and having a great mindset.
Beyond food and health options for humans, Zaire says mushrooms have the potential for other applications, such as mitigating the effect of damaging toxins in the local environment.
That's actually something that really fascinates me. And we started a small project here on Cortez Island last year where I offered making mushroom patches or mushroom myceliated burlap sacks that are fully colonized with mycelium of either oyster mushrooms or King Strepharia are two varieties that I suggested for that project. And by placing these burlap sacks of fully white mycelium, which is like a network that is endless, the way of gray water, for example, or farm application would be like agricultural runoff areas where there's a lot of, like, if it rains and there's a lot of manure that could like leach in and get into waterways and end up in lakes and rivers, then that would be a problem because it can, the phosphorus and nitrogen in manure and just agricultural waste, even gray water and other heavy metals are like really bad for the lakes and can cause algae blooms. Specifically, phosphorus and nitrogen can cause algae blooms, but placing mycelium in the way of this waterway can help prevent the buildup because the mycelium can pick up the phosphorus and nitrogen and turn it into other things. So it's a very effective way of preventing algae blooms in lakes.
Zaire notes that the process for getting a niche business takes time, but he feels like he's gaining ground and is optimistic for 2022 as he stays steadfast on research, production, and distribution.
Over the last year, my focus was developing these grow bags. Like, my focus wasn't completely on production, like full on and distribution, like over the last year, because I was just trying to like implement certain things in my grow to make it more sustainable and not produce as much waste. And that was a success. It took me a lot of trial and error and quite a bit of investment to get it to that point. But this season, everything has been upgraded and implemented in a way that I'm happy with the low amount of waste that it's like more than 10 times less than it ever was. And I've never seen anyone else being able to like reduce their waste this much, like in person at least. This season, I'll have to see how much I can expand, but I'm definitely planning on expanding beyond our island to the rest of the Vancouver Island. And hopefully my product will be on the shelves in different health food stores and all the way to Vancouver. That's my goal for this year.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.